The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. All right, Gator. We have not brought up the Detroit Lions at all today, which is obviously the biggest story in sports in Detroit. Has been for a while here because we have one of the best football teams in the NFL. NFL.com released their power rankings today. And Lions were ranked number one. It's not exclusive. I can't remember who else has them number one, but other sites have the Lions number one, which is pretty amazing because there's an undefeated two-time defending Super Bowl champion. So the fact that the Lions are actually getting a nod there really says something because there just seems, I always worry about some of these things being, well, we're going to do something different. Sports Illustrated has the Lions number one as well. Maybe it's The Athletic. So we've got this football team that is challenging to be considered the absolute best in the league. And then it's really cool. And we're kind of getting used to it. And I think hoping, very much that they can just maintain the course. I always say seasons are long and things can get worse. Things can also get better, right? I mean, there's no saying that this team has actually peaked.
I don't think they peaked at all. I don't. I think that they can be better on the offensive line. They can be more consistent on the offensive line. I think that they can score more. I think defensively they can be better. I love what they've done. But they can absolutely be better defensively. They can get a more consistent pass rush, get more pressure on the quarterback. Maybe we'll see some of that happen on Sunday with Za'Darius Smith suiting up for the first time in a Lions uniform. They're going to face a quarterback in Mac Jones, not Trevor Lawrence, though he's got plenty of starting experience. He just hasn't been very good in the NFL to this point. And I don't think it's going to be any different with Jacksonville than it was with New England. He doesn't have any weapons with him. So I think this is a team that can absolutely be better.
Well, you put something in your show sheet that really surprised me. You pointed out that it's any given Sunday. Stuff can happen in the NFL. You can overlook opponents, but it comes back to burn you. But then you followed up by suggesting, does Taylor Decker get another week off? Do you utilize other wide receivers so St. Brown isn't as taxed? And does LaPorta get another week off? Are you suggesting that you would rest these guys and try and win the Jacksonville game and give some guys some extra rest?
In a way, yeah. More than a way, I would suggest that. Because if part of the mindset of Dan Campbell, whether or not to activate Za'Darius Smith was, well, we're 7-1. Okay. And this guy's played a lot of football and all that stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, now they're 8-1. They're taking on an AFC team again. It's not an NFC team. So for tiebreakers and all that, it doesn't really affect the NFC part of it. I mean, you want to win every game. And I'm not saying you're throwing the game because I still think this is Jacksonville. And yes, there isn't any given Sunday feel to every game in a league. But that's if you let yourself, if you let your guard down. I don't think this team lets their guard down. I think this team thrives on next man up mentality. So if you go into this week and you say, well, you know what, Taylor Decker, he can come back, but another week would really do him good, then sit him. If Sam Laporta is, hey, that shoulder's kind of bad, it's a day-by-day thing with him, don't rush it. Sam Laporta is so important to this team, you don't need to rush it. All right, you're going to get other guys back, but, you know, I would take the approach to rest at least those two guys, depending on where they're at. I'm not at practice. I don't know where they're at physically. But if there's a question about them physically, whether or not they're healthy enough to play, you don't have to.
So balance this with being pissed last week that Za'Darius Smith was going to sit out, and now this week wanting guys to sit.
Well, because I'm going with the Dan Campbell gist of things,
okay,
with his explanation of it. Okay, so if it worked last week, if that was his explanation, we were 7-1, well, now you're 8-1, you're even better off. So now it would make sense if you had to rest guys, if you were even thinking about it, maybe just err on the side of caution because, you know, we're just past the halfway mark in the season. I get and I totally understand that each week you've got a chance to lose a game. You never know what's going to creep up. But I want to be as cautious as I can. I'd be pretty judicious when it comes to substitutions with having a rotation. Not like, oh, you're done after the second quarter. Not that. I mean, depending on what the score is. But to be able to rotate these guys more judiciously than what you would in the past. You know, if you're going to give the starters, you know, 5 out of 7 snaps, maybe you do it more equitable. Let me go 50-50 or something like that.
You know, it's funny because, and I'm not seriously not challenging you on this. I think it's interesting. I think it's easy to justify resting guys because they keep winning and it feels like they can potentially rest these guys and do exactly that, keep winning. But you never know when that first round bye comes down to one single game.
You're right.
And I guess it depends how important do you think that first round bye is? Because I think it's pretty damn important. And I don't know that I let up on the gas at all. And this is coming from a guy who's paranoid about 2 months of football left to be played before the playoffs start.
Yeah, I'm not paranoid about it, but I'm concerned that, you know, this team has already been dealt a rough hand when it comes to injuries before the season started, 2 weeks into the season, and obviously, you know, whatever it was, 5 weeks into the season, 6 weeks into the season, whenever Hutchinson got hurt, they're dealing with it. And it's tough, and I want to protect myself against that as much as I can while still being competitive enough to win these games. And look, I'm not overlooking Jacksonville, but I'm also going to look at this and say, all right, let's be realistic about this. As long as we take care of business in practice, as long as we have the right mental attitude going into the game, we should be able to handle Jacksonville. But you have to. But that's a big if, because a lot of teams in the NFL, they don't have that. They don't do that. They'll let go one game. There's a clunker that you have. Lions have only lost one game this year. Did they fly close to the sun in a couple of other games? They did.
It's just super regrettable if you go out, you leave yourself vulnerable to not putting your best people out there, you lose the game, and then it costs you home field or it costs you that first round bye.
Yeah,
and it's again, kind of a dangerous game to play. I'm not saying it's the wrong game to play, but in the way they're playing, you know, and the fact that others have stepped up and Jacksonville starting Mac Jones now.
Well, today's the day where you get designations on injuries in practice and how much they practiced, right?
Yep.
Limited in practice to were they a non-participant. You know, I think today's a big day and tomorrow's a big day to see where they're at. If Decker's a non-participant and Laporta's a non-participant in each of the next 2 days, I think it's an easy decision to make. If they're limited, it's about, okay, how close are you? Because I don't want to take a chance if I don't have to. You know, and maybe it's just as simple as, oh, they'll play, and maybe the Lions get out to a nice big lead and you don't have to play these guys as much.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
You sound very chesty, like, right? Like,
I'm chesty. They're going to beat, if they had their full complement of players here and they wanted to go after it, they could just trounce.
Well, it sounds like you're saying, I don't put words in your mouth, but like they don't need their full complement of players. You're advocating, you know, rest for
certain
guys.
No, they beat Houston without their full complement of players.
Yeah, I mean, listen, there's always the any given Sunday factor. We all know about that. But to me, I think another thing you got to look at, specifically with Taylor Decker, if he's close, play him because he protects your quarterback's blind side. And it's not just losing the game, it's losing players, right? And you want to protect Goff at all costs. So to me, unless he literally, like, he just cannot go, You play Decker because he's your starter. One of my big concerns going into the Texans game was Dan Skipper. I mean, he's a great extra offensive lineman. He's not a starting left tackle in this league. Like, he had spot duty last week, and they helped him out a little bit, bringing the tight end over and the backs and things like that. But at some point, knock on wood, you don't want that to cost you your quarterback. So, Laporta, I have him all in for resting. If that shoulder, you know, if he could go, but you want to take an extra precaution, go ahead. Decker, I want to see him out there if he can play.
Yeah, but let's just say, for the sake of argument, that they know that Decker's not going to play. And if they know this now, then what you can do is you could work Sewell at left tackle this week and have Skipper at right tackle, if that's the option you'd rather go over, Sorsdahl or whatever else you want to do. And I think the only reason they didn't do that on Sunday is because they weren't sure. You know, they were, okay, maybe they expected Decker to come back and he just wasn't coming back. And then, okay, well, we've been working Skipper at left tackle. Let's just stick with that as opposed to making the switch is what they did the last 2 years.
Well, the goal is to win the Super Bowl, not to beat the Jags. You know, and you got to figure out, looking at the schedule, and I'm sure it's all been thought through. I think if you're healthy, you got to play them.
The Jags almost beat the Vikings last week.
That's true.
I mean, with Mac Jones, you know, you don't want those scares. And I think it's more than just any given Sunday with that kind of stuff. And yeah, the goal is to win a Super Bowl, Doug, and the easiest way to get there, first round by home field advantage, right?
Yeah. 248-539-9797. Carson Anderson, 97.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.